Ajax, with a giant stride, moved out to challenge him. "Come closer, clever one. Is this your way to terrify the Argives? No, we are not so innocent of battle, only worsted by the scourge of Zeus. And now your heart desires to storm our ships, but we have strong arms too, arms to defend them. Sooner your well-built town shall fall to our assault, taken by storm and plundered. As for yourself, the time is near, I say, when in retreat you'll pray to Father Zeus that your fine team be faster than paired falcons, pulling you Troyward, making a dust cloud boil along the plain." At these words, on the right, an eagle soared across the sky. "Iaki!" the Achaean army cried at this. In splendor Hector shouted, "Ajax, how you blubber, clumsy ox! What rot you talk! I wish I were as surely all my days a son of Zeus who bears the storm cloud, born to Lady Hera, honored like Athena or like Apollo, as this day will surely bring the Argives woe to every man. You will be killed among them. Only dare stand up to my long spear. That fair white flesh my spear will cut to pieces. Then you'll glut with fat and lean the dogs and carrion birds of the Trojan land. You'll die there by your ships." He finished and led onward. The front rank moved out after him with a wild cry, and from the rear the troops cheered. Facing them, the Argives raised a shout. They had not lost their grip on valor, but now braced to meet the Trojan onslaught. Clamor from both sides went up to the pure rays of Zeus in heaven.